Somewhere hidden from history, there is a knowledge so powerful that it could either elevate humanity to godhood or reduce civilizations to ashes. 9 books, each containing a secret so dangerous, it had to be locked away, guarded for over 2,000 years. A secret society that has allegedly shaped world events from the shadows. A hidden system that controls the flow of knowledge itself. If it's just a myth, why do modern governments, intelligence agencies, and secret scientific programs mirror their structure? What if this isn't a lost legend, but a system that still exists, controlling the world's destiny? And here's the part that should terrify you. What if they're still watching? What if they decide who is allowed to know and who disappears for asking the wrong questions? Because history doesn't just forget knowledge. Sometimes it erases the people who seek it. Knowledge is power, and absolute power, that comes from knowing what others never will. Throughout history, information has been controlled by empires, by religions, by secret societies. But what if I told you that there's one group rumored to have been doing it for over 2,000 years? A secret council, supposedly formed by the Indian Emperor Ashoka in 273 BC. A hidden order of 9 brilliant minds, each entrusted with a single book. Books that contain the most dangerous knowledge ever discovered. The power to manipulate mass thought. The secrets of time and space. The ability to control life and death itself. They weren't just scholars. They were gatekeepers. Protectors of knowledge so powerful that in the wrong hands, it could destroy the world. But here's the part that will break your mind. The information allegedly hidden in those 9 books? It lines up with some of the most classified modern research programs. Secret military experiments into mass psychology. Black budget research into anti-gravity propulsion. The unexplained disappearances of scientists working on fringe technology. And then there's the biggest question of all. If these books really existed, do they still exist today? And if so, who controls them now? Because if there's one rule about power, it's this. It never just disappears. It just finds new hands to hold it. Real quick, before we go any further, this channel doesn't run on ad dollars or brand deals. It runs on you. If you want to help keep the lights on and the rabbit holes open, please hit subscribe. It's free, and yeah, it makes a huge difference for the channel. All right, let's keep going. In the grand scheme of history, empires rise, empires fall. But some rulers don't just conquer lands, they conquer knowledge. And that's exactly what Emperor Ashoka is said to have done. Ashoka wasn't your typical ancient warlord. He started out ruthless, leading a brutal campaign that left entire regions drenched in blood. But after witnessing the sheer horror of what he had done, he underwent a transformation. He turned away from violence, embraced Buddhism, and became obsessed with something else. Protecting knowledge. Not just any knowledge, dangerous knowledge. The legend says that after his conversion, Ashoka discovered that ancient civilizations before his own had uncovered truths that were too powerful for the average person to understand. Things that could elevate humanity to godlike heights or destroy us from the inside out. So, he created a solution. 9 men, 9 books. These weren't just warriors or priests. They were scientists, philosophers, and engineers, the best minds of their time. Each man was given a single book filled with knowledge so potent that if it ever leaked to the public, it could rewrite the fate of the world. But instead of sharing it, they were tasked with guarding it, adapting it, evolving it, keeping it hidden across the centuries. And here's where things get even stranger. These weren't just books of philosophy or religion. The subjects they supposedly covered sound more like classified military research than ancient texts. The secrets of propaganda and mass control. Understanding how to shape the minds of entire civilizations. The science of life and death. Techniques for prolonging human life or ending it instantly. The secrets of gravity. The ability to manipulate weight, movement, and even levitation. The power of communication beyond time. Advanced physics, telepathy, and possibly even something close to the concept of the internet thousands of years ago. The books were never meant for public eyes, and yet some of the world's greatest minds, from Nikola Tesla to Albert Einstein, were rumored to have come across fragments of their knowledge. So that raises the ultimate question. Did Ashoka really just create a secret society of scholars? Or was he covering up something older? Because if these books existed in his time, who really wrote them? Every great empire that's ever existed had an obsession with controlling knowledge. Maybe Ashoka wasn't just hoarding information. Maybe he was protecting it from something or someone. And here's the part no one talks about. After Ashoka's death, his empire slowly crumbled. But the nine unknown men? The legend says they never disappeared. They just went underground. If they survived the fall of an empire, where did they go? And more importantly, who controls them now? If the legend is true, then the nine unknown men don't just exist. They hold the greatest collection of forbidden knowledge in human history. And that knowledge, it's locked inside nine books. But these aren't just any books. Each one allegedly contains secrets so powerful, so world-altering, that in the wrong hands, they could collapse civilizations. We're talking about lost technology, hidden sciences, and knowledge that doesn't just defy reality, it rewrites it. Let's go through it. Book 1, Propaganda and Psychological Warfare. The Art of Controlling Reality. This isn't just about lying to the masses. It's about warping the very fabric of human perception. Mind control, mass manipulation, and the secrets of how to shape entire societies without them even realizing it. Some believe this book is the foundation of modern psychological operations, the same tactics used in military psyops, advertising, and even media control. Book 2. Human Physiology and the Science of Instant Death. The One-Touch Kill. This book allegedly contains advanced knowledge of the human body, not just for healing, but for death. Specifically, the ability to kill with a single touch. It's eerily similar to Dim Mak, a legendary martial arts technique that claims to target pressure points so precisely that it can shut down opponents' organs instantly. Book 3, Biotechnology and Miraculous Healing, The Cure for Death. This is where it gets disturbing. This book supposedly holds knowledge of extreme longevity, rapid cell regeneration, and medical advancements that could have eradicated disease centuries ago. Did the nine possess knowledge of stem cell research, gene therapy, or even age reversal long before modern science caught up? Book 4, Alchemy and the Transmutation of Metals, The Secrets of Atomic Power. Alchemy wasn't just about turning lead into gold. It was about understanding the fundamental nature of matter itself. Some believe this book contained the earliest knowledge of nuclear transmutation, concepts that wouldn't officially exist until the development of atomic theory in the 20th century. If this is true, then the nine may have understood atomic energy centuries before Hiroshima. Book 5, Communication with Extraterrestrials, The Oldest Secret of All. The idea that we might not be alone in the universe is ancient. But what if someone has always known the truth? This book allegedly contains details of otherworldly intelligence, how to communicate with them, and even past interactions between humans and non-human entities. If this sounds crazy, consider this. The nine are said to have advised Ashoka, the emperor who outlawed war. What if he was following guidance from something, not of this world? Book 6, Gravity and Anti-Gravity, The Secrets of Levitation and Hidden Technology. One of the most fascinating mysteries in ancient history is how massive structures like the pyramids were built. Some theorists believe this book contains secrets of manipulating gravity, knowledge that could explain the construction of monolithic structures across the planet. If anti-gravity research was in the hands of the Nine, could it have leaked into secret military projects in modern times? Book 7, The Structure of the Universe. Did the Nine map reality itself? This book allegedly describes cosmogony, the nature of existence, the structure of the universe, and the hidden laws that govern space, time, and matter. Some speculate that concepts like dark matter, multiverses, and the holographic principle were already known to the Nine long before modern physics caught up. Book 8, The Speed of Light and Time Manipulation, Unlocking the Fourth Dimension. Time travel is a fantasy, right? Well, maybe not. This book allegedly contains mathematical formulas for altering time perception, bending light, and possibly even warping space-time. Could this be connected to bizarre accounts of time slips, missing time, and interdimensional travel that have been reported throughout history? And Book 9, The Power of the Human Mind, The Ultimate Reality-Shaping Force. This is the big one, the book that allegedly holds the key to unlocking the full potential of human consciousness. Telepathy, remote viewing, psychokinesis, the ability to influence reality through thought alone. Some believe this knowledge has been carefully hidden because it would make control systems, governments, economies, religions, completely obsolete. It's not just what's in these books that's terrifying, it's the implications. If this knowledge was real, and if it was controlled by just 9 people, then what kind of world have we been living in all this time? Because here's the real kicker. What if some of these secrets have already leaked? What if breakthroughs in science, medicine, and technology weren't discoveries at all, but rediscoveries? What if the world as we know it isn't advancing, but catching up to what's already been known for centuries? And most importantly, if the Nine have spent thousands of years protecting this knowledge, what else have they buried? And that brings us to the real question. Have the Nine used their knowledge to guide human history or to control it? The Nine aren't just a legend. If they exist, their influence isn't just hidden. It's woven into the very fabric of history. The idea is simple. A group with access to forbidden knowledge wouldn't just sit on it. They would use it, shape events, guide civilizations, and some believe they already have. Throughout history, sacred texts and advanced knowledge have been systematically erased, hidden, or destroyed. The Library of Alexandria? Burned. The Mayan codices? Destroyed. The lost books of ancient civilizations vanished. But what if this wasn't just coincidence? What if the Nine have been selectively protecting and eliminating knowledge, ensuring only certain ideas survive? Every so often, history takes an inexplicable leap forward. The Renaissance, the Industrial Revolution, the sudden explosion of computing power in the 20th century. Some believe these weren't just natural progressions, but carefully timed releases of hidden knowledge. The entire arc of human progress is a series of sudden, almost unnatural leaps. And when you start looking at history through that lens, things get really unsettling. Wars shape history, empires rise and fall, and every time, certain factions seem to benefit. Some researchers believe the Nine have acted as silent referees, choosing which technologies should be revealed and which civilizations should rise or fall. Were certain wars prolonged to prevent one side from gaining access to forbidden knowledge? If the Nine exist, they don't work alone. they would need operatives, secret societies, and institutions to carry out their will. Some believe their influence extends into groups like the Freemasons, Architects of Hidden Knowledge, the Vatican Archives, the Keepers of Forbidden Texts, the military-industrial complex, the enforcers of hidden technology, intelligence agencies, the ones who suppress or release information based on higher orders. And that brings us to the most chilling part of this entire story. The Nine's purpose was to protect knowledge, but what if some of it escaped? Scientific breakthroughs sometimes appear out of nowhere, ideas that seem too advanced for their time. Governments have conducted classified research into anti-gravity, time manipulation, genetic modification, and artificial intelligence. Secret projects like MKUltra, Operation Paperclip, and DARPA's hidden experiments have eerie connections to the subjects in the Nine's books. But let's go deeper. Every once in a while, someone stumbles upon knowledge too advanced for their time. Nikola Tesla developed wireless energy transmission and allegedly hinted at limitless free electricity. His research mysteriously vanished. Victor Schauberger experimented with anti-gravity propulsion in the 1940s. His work was confiscated by the US government and disappeared. Ancient Indian texts describe flying machines, the Vimanas, that resemble modern aerospace concepts, technology that shouldn't have existed thousands of years ago. The Nazi bell, Die Glock, an alleged German anti-gravity device, was eerily similar to concepts found in suppressed scientific theories. What if these weren't new discoveries at all, but fragments of knowledge that slipped through the cracks? We might not be discovering anything new at all. We might just be catching up to something that was hidden long ago. And if knowledge has leaked, if even a fraction of the Nine secrets have escaped into the world, then what's coming next? Throughout history, people have pursued forbidden knowledge, secrets that could rewrite the rules of science, reality, and even human existence. Ancient texts describe lost technologies capable of bending matter and time. Entire civilizations vanished after reaching technological peaks. Were they erased for what they discovered? And in every age, there are whispers of knowledge that was found and then made to disappear. But one question keeps surfacing in research about the Nine. What was in the Ninth book? Some believe this book contained the ultimate secret, the knowledge that made all the other books possible. Others claim it wasn't about science or war at all. It was about something much bigger. Some researchers believe the Ninth book contained the final piece of reality itself, a truth that could collapse entire civilizations if it were ever revealed. One of the most whispered theories? It contained the key to human consciousness. Some believe it held the secret to how thought shapes reality, the missing link between ancient mysticism and modern quantum physics. Others claim it revealed how human intention can manipulate matter, explaining why some of history's greatest inventors and scientists seem to pull knowledge from nowhere. In the most extreme theory, it contained proof that reality itself is an illusion, a construct that can be rewritten. If that's the case, then maybe the Ninth book was never about science or technology at all. Maybe it was about the nature of existence itself. And if that's true, then we're not just talking about lost knowledge. We're talking about something that was never meant to be understood in the first place. The idea that perception shapes reality is not new. It's woven into religious texts, ancient philosophy, and even modern science. But if the Ninth book proved it beyond any doubt, that could explain why it was never meant to be read. Because here's where it gets disturbing. The Ninth book is the only one that is never directly described. The other eight books? We have theories. We have historical whispers. We have modern counterparts. But the Ninth book? Only silence. No ancient scholar references it. No secret society claims to have studied it. no modern theorist has reconstructed its purpose. It's as if it was erased from history, not to be protected, not to be forgotten. Which leads us to the final question. What knowledge is so dangerous that it must be erased entirely? And if it was hidden for our own protection, then what happens if someone somewhere finds it? For centuries, the idea of a hidden council guarding forbidden knowledge has fascinated conspiracy theorists, historians, and even intelligence agencies. But what if this wasn't just an ancient legend? What if, even today, powerful groups still operate in the shadows, hoarding secrets that the rest of the world isn't meant to know? It's easy to dismiss stories like the Nine Unknown Men as mythology, but let's take a step back. Because throughout history, we've seen groups that function eerily similar to the Nine. Organizations that gather in secret, control vast amounts of knowledge, and, coincidentally or not, seem to hold the keys to scientific and geopolitical power. Take the Bilderberg Group. Every year, some of the world's most influential leaders, business moguls, and defense officials gather behind closed doors with zero media coverage. No public transcripts, no official records of discussions. Just the wealthiest, most powerful people on earth exchanging ideas. Ideas that the rest of us never hear about. What are they really discussing? Economics? Policy? Or something far deeper? Something we were never meant to know. And then there's the Bohemian Grove. The notorious California retreat where global elites, former U.S. presidents, and CEOs gather in the woods for bizarre rituals. We're talking about the same people who control world governments, multi-trillion dollar industries, and military operations, dressing in robes and performing occult-like ceremonies. Is it just a weird rich guy club? Or could it be a modern-day version of the Nine? A gathering of those who control knowledge behind the scenes. Then there's a detail that raises serious eyebrows. The CIA once funded a secret think tank called the Nine. That's right, an actual intelligence-backed project with the exact same name as this ancient legend. It was part of their deep research into consciousness, the paranormal, and possibly something much bigger. Coincidence? Maybe. But I don't believe in those. When intelligence agencies take interest in a so-called myth, it usually means there's more to the story. And let's not forget modern organizations that seem to operate on the fringes of forbidden science. DARPA, the military's most advanced research division. Lockheed Martin's Skunk Works, where classified aerospace projects vanish into black budgets. CERN, the particle physics lab that some believe is playing with forces beyond human understanding. What if today's world leaders, tech moguls, and intelligence operatives aren't just running the world? What if they're the modern-day guardians of these lost books? Because if the Nine ever truly existed, who's to say they ever stopped? And that raises one last question, the most dangerous question of all. What happens if someone, somewhere, leaks what they've been protecting all along? Legends of secret societies controlling forbidden knowledge are as old as history itself. But when it comes to the Nine Unknown Men, the biggest question is simple. Is any of this real? The origins of this story trace back to Louise Jacolliot, a 19th century French writer fascinated by ancient Indian texts. He claimed that powerful knowledge had been hidden away for centuries. But here's the catch. He was a novelist, not a historian. And that's where things get complicated. Most references to the Nine come from the 20th century, specifically a 1923 novel by Talbot Mundy, a British author who specialized in adventure fiction. He wrote about a secret brotherhood guarding sacred texts, and it's from this book that much of the modern lore seems to originate. So does that mean the Nine were nothing more than a literary invention? Well, not necessarily, because history has a way of turning fiction into reality. For centuries, knowledge suppression has been very real. The Catholic Church silenced Galileo. Governments classify Nikola Tesla's research. Secret military projects operate in the shadows, developing technology that won't be revealed to the public for decades. We know for a fact that powerful knowledge has been kept hidden. But is there any actual evidence that the nine unknown men exists? That's where things fall apart. There are no official records, no leaked manuscripts, no known artifacts connected to them. The only proof is circumstantial. The idea that secret knowledge has always been controlled, and that if such an organization existed, we'd never know about it anyway. Which leads to the final question. Does it even matter if they're real? Because whether the nine exist or not, the impact of their legend is undeniable. People have been killed for knowledge, from scholars burnt at the stake to scientists whose work vanished without a trace. Powerful groups do exist. We know world leaders, tech moguls, and intelligence agencies gather behind closed doors. There are things we were never meant to know, whether it's classified technology, ancient secrets, or the limits of human potential. So maybe the nine aren't real in the way we imagine. Maybe the names in the books are just part of a myth. But the idea of them, a secret force controlling knowledge, that's very real. And maybe that's the most dangerous truth of all. Somewhere right now, there's a secret we were never meant to know. Maybe it's buried deep in a classified military archive, locked away in a government vault, or hidden between the lines of ancient texts that no one has decoded. Maybe it's a discovery that would change the world overnight. Free energy, anti-gravity, a cure for diseases we thought were incurable. Maybe it's something bigger than all of that. If the nine unknown men exist, we will never see them. That's the entire point. Their purpose wouldn't be fame or recognition. It would be control. The ability to guide civilization without the chaos of unfiltered knowledge. The ability to keep power in check without letting ordinary people decide what to do with it. And maybe the ability to suppress truths that no one was ever meant to discover. Because history has shown us that knowledge is dangerous. The atomic bomb wasn't an accident. It was an equation solved. AI is already rewriting the future, and no one fully understands how far it will go. Every world-altering invention, every massive leap forward in science or technology has been followed by one thing: control. We assume that knowledge is meant to be free, that the truth always finds its way into the light. But what if that's just another illusion? Because in every age, there have been those who knew more than the rest of us. Those who held the keys to understanding the universe. And those who chose, whether for good or evil, to keep those keys locked away. If the nine were real, they wouldn't need to hide in the shadows. They wouldn't need to protect their secrets with force. They would simply make sure the world never even knew what it was missing. And that might be the most terrifying thought of all. Because the most powerful secret in the world is the one you don't even know exists. Thanks for watching. This has been Divergent Files. If this one got your brain buzzing, hit like, subscribe, and drop a comment. Not because the algorithm demands it, though let's be honest, it's not exactly friendly to channels like this one, but because you keep this show alive. And if you want to go even deeper, extended episodes, behind-the-scenes chaos, and the stories too wild for YouTube, join us over on patreon.com/divergentfiles. The world is strange. The stories even stranger. So stay curious, stay kind, and remember, you are truly appreciated.